Hey, good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Once again, like always. Anyway, I just finished a couple meetings and jumped back in here. And we're live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And today I want to talk about learning. I don't know if it was in the air or manifesting itself and all. But every podcast I listened to yesterday was talking about learning and how valuable it was and how you invested it. So I want to bring a couple things from different areas that were talked about yesterday, because you know me, I'm big on learning. In the future, I'll have some courses and stuff like that for some beginning activities and things like that. But for now, you know, I'm very much in favor of learning and taking classes from other people. And there's reasons why behind that. And we're going to talk about that today on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I did put this book, you know, Scrum, the Art of Doing Twice the Work at Half the Time, which goes with our theme for today, which is 2-for-1 or 10Xing Yourself Tuesday. So that book theme, I'm going to read a little bit. We're going to talk about that. It's all going to come together somewhere, some shape, somehow. Anyway, so I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical, tactical way, so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value, and have a little fun along the way. And as I said, learning is a part of Scrum. I was listening to the Agile Mentors podcast the other day, actually, I think, and maybe another Agile one too, that popped into my Spotify feed. Which, by the way, you should follow the 5 a.m. Master Scrum, because we are on Spotify and every podcast that you could do, you can listen to. And it's really handy, especially when you have to go exercise or walk around or do stuff or cooking your own food, whatever you have to do. It's handy to have that. And I love my little wireless headset to listen to those podcasts. So I listen to a lot of them. However, I want to put emphasis, listening. Someone made a good point. I don't know if it was Gary Vee or somebody made a good point. Just because you learn something, if you don't apply it, it's not worth squat. So got to watch out that you get into this endless learning and never doing phase of that too. There's a racket behind it where learn, take this class, take this class, take this class. But then if you do not apply what you take in this class or try to apply, then you need to stop taking this class and start applying and doing with what you learned. It's very important. So one of the things they talked about in the Agile Mentors podcast is that allowing your team, and this goes in the capacity and all that other stuff, that it all comes together, allows, if you let learning into the sprint, like even put a story, I don't have a problem with putting the story, hey, I'm going to put a 1-point story for the team to do learning or something like that, and growth activities for each person or however you want to do it. Helps inspire people to stay on the team, keeps them motivated, keeps them energized, helps keep them from a retention point of view, if you're on HR, allowing for that learning during the sprint and not always taking on what the customer needs or the business needs all the time will help retain good employees, good developers, good testers, good teammates. Not allowing them to learn and grow and take a break and stretch the brain, try out some new things, it's not going to make them a happy camper. So we're about having fun a little bit, enjoying it, because we do just a lot of work. Got to have a little bit of fun. So they mentioned that as a key part of retention, and now it's a real difficult thing in the IT world, is to retain people and keep them motivated, sometimes just let them have that capability. And then I was listening to Leela and Alex Hormozi, and they're billionaires, right? They're getting to be billionaires. Their goal was there. They sold, you know, their $100 million business, and they want to become billionaires and be up there in the top. And one of the things they read with all these billionaires is that I don't even know if they're offering class. I think he just put a book out. I think Alex Hormozi just put a book out. But their big thing is learning. Invest in yourself, you know. You're not going to make much interest on a savings account. You might as well take that money, invest into a class, get a certification, because that certification will give you 10X. I know some people are poo-poo on the certifications, but you know what? It can't hurt. And other people grade for it. you got to play the game a little bit, you know, or refuse to play the game. But maybe that'll help you earn more money later down. So if you pay like $1,000 for a class or something, you learn a new skill later on, that's all going to pay for it. But it was amazing how many of these podcasts, I don't know. So I figured I might as well jump on it too, about sharing that learning is so important. And from a Scrum perspective, we need to put that into our sprints, into our backlog of things to do so that we can stretch out, grow and everything. And in essence, without that learning, we're not challenging it. And one of the things I'm looking to do is a couple of things. This is from a personal thing. So I got this book. As you can see, it's really kind of beat up. It's been a while. It's actually turning yellow. It's so old. The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time by Jeff Sutherland. Scrum, right? This goes with what we're doing. I'm going to go. I read this a few times, but I'm going to take this as something I want to read and relearn. Why do I say why are you reading something you haven't read before? I don't know if you ever heard of Bob Proctor. He was part of the one with The Secret, and he's had his Art of Becoming a Millionaire and Being Rich. And, you know, he has a couple books on that. He's one of those self-imagining guru kind of people. But Bob Proctor, who passed a little while ago, he would talk about, there was someone who's told him, a mentor, he's like, why do you have that book open? And he would read a page or two out of a book for 30 to 60 days straight, because there's so many different avenues on each page in this book or any book that can give you an alternate path to a solution. You never know. So if he can read a page for 30 days straight, I can reread this book and just grasp on something I read a while. Maybe there's something in your career over time that, and any book you really liked, that may apply, that at the time you read the book, you weren't in that position to gain nor use that knowledge that that book was sharing with you. So maybe it's a good time to go back and read one of those books. And in fact, since my kids are getting ready back for school again, they have to do reading. Speak of the little devil in the red Philly shirt. There's Eddie. He has to read and get reading. So our family as a whole are going to do reading nights where we go away for an hour every day and read. So I'm going to read this book as part of that family reading activity. So, but like I said, Bob Proctor read the same book on, I might have the book. Do I have a handle? Here you go. No, but this is the book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So this book was written with all this input from all these rich people back in 1900s, whatever, early 1900s. And he would read a page or two every day for 30 days because there was something new in this book that he figured he could use to grow his business. And he became a really rich person. I mean, he used to give consultations to all the people who are now billionaires. And if you listen to their content, they're all those billionaires are referencing this book or Bob Proctor, one of the two. So with that, I want to wish you all the best. Go out there and learn. Put that into your sprint. Put that in the schedule. It'll make people happier. It'll give them the flexibility to know they can take a breath off from doing that. Grow the brain, turn a different switch on in the brain, so then they can bring that all back into the team and produce even more and 10x what they're doing. I'm personally doing a bunch of coding stuff that I've never done before, and I'm trying to figure out, I'm learning how I can use this new capability to 10x stuff for my clients and things like that that they want to do. So always in a learning game, always never too young. Ooh, Eddie says he's going to make me breakfast. All right, with that, Eddie says he's going to make me breakfast. I want to say you all have a great day. Enjoy. Happy scrumming. Take some time. Maybe you want to read this book again. Maybe you pick this book up. It's actually pretty good. It's a little dated, but it's good. It has good points. And I want to wish you all the best and good luck, everyone. Take care. And see you tomorrow. Bye.